This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
You know, I didn't sign up for this, for what I'm doing today as the Health Ranger. Mike Adams, publishing Natural News, launching Reel.Video. Frankly, I never would have even bothered to try to build Reel.Video and spend all that money and time and project management, all that stuff. I wouldn't have done it if we weren't all being assaulted and banned by YouTube. And I wouldn't be focused on political topics at all if I thought that we were safe in our liberties, that our country was safe, you know. The reason I talk about these things is because everything is at stake now. Everything is under attack that we value. Our very future as a constitutional republic is under constant attack, and it is in danger of being completely overrun and destroyed if we don't fight back against this. That's why I do what I do. You know, 5 years ago, I wasn't focused on this stuff. You know, I was more focused, primarily focused on food and nutrition and health and, you know, organic farming and what, healing techniques and, I don't know, natural medicine, mind-body medicine, green living, sustainability, some preparedness. But today, it's like every day, the insane leftists are literally trying to destroy and overrun America. That is now their open goal. And they want to do that by taking away our Second Amendment rights so we can't defend ourselves. They want to make our societies full of lawless criminals. They want sanctuary cities to protect the violent criminal illegals. They want to eliminate borders completely so that we are overrun, literally overrun with foreign nationals, who of course will be given the right to vote, so their votes will just completely outweigh our votes. People who come into this country who never paid a dime of tax in this country, who aren't Americans, who didn't grow up in America, who never pledged allegiance to the flag through, you know, grade school and all the experiences that you and I have had as Americans living here our entire life. We are real Americans. But there are people who want to invade this country, and they want to overthrow our country. They want to overrule us. And the left is trying to bring them in. They're trying to steal our liberties or crush them. And they are trying to carry this out every day. And that's why I do what I do. That's why we have to. It's like, you know, if let's say you're living in a village 500 years ago. You're living in a village, and you're minding your own business. Let's say you're a shoemaker. You repair shoes for a living, and you got your sewing machine, you know, you got your shoe polish. You're just making boots, sandals for people, minding your own business. Everything's fine in your little village. And then on the horizon, there's an army of demons that wants to come in and take over your village, steal your business, loot your property, and murder you. Are you just going to sit there and keep making sandals, or are you going to try to defend your village? You know, are you going to stand up? Are you just going to put your head down and say, don't bother me, I'm just going to keep making shoes? No, you're going to stand up, right? You're going to stand up and help defend your village against the onslaught of demonic attackers who want to destroy you and overrun your city, your village, and take everything from you. That's Democrats. Democrats want to overrun, loot, and destroy, and they're silencing you in the process, punishing you, smearing you, slandering you the whole time, because they have become entrenched in such evil that they can no longer coexist in a rational society or a free society of any kind. That's why we're all thrust into this. It's like if you were, let's say, in the time of the Revolutionary War, the War of Independence, right? And some people just kept their head down. Some of the colonists just kept their head down. Like, I don't want to get in trouble from the British king, right? They just let the British king quarter soldiers in their home, you know, which is why we have a Third Amendment today. They just let themselves be steamrolled by the, you know, Her Majesty's military might. But there were others who stood up and said, enough is enough. We're tired of being abused. We're tired of being taxed to death. We're tired of having no representation, no self-determination. We're sick and tired of being treated as subjects, peons, and slaves by the king and queen in some foreign land. They don't even live here. They don't know what's going on here. They don't know what's happening here. We've had enough. We declare our independence. And some people were willing to fight for that. And that is what every reasonable person would come to, you know, that conclusion, even in America today, to say, this country is worth fighting for just as much today as it was 2 years ago, or whatever the year is. 200 plus years, for sure. America's worth fighting for today. And I wish that I lived in a time of just a peaceful society. I wish I lived in a time where Democrats had not become deranged lunatics, where they're trying to overrun our borders, and they're trying to shut down all the prisons, and they're trying to banish police, and they're protecting illegal, violent criminals in their sanctuary cities. I wish that we lived in a world where we didn't have radical socialists collapsing entire nations, i.e. Venezuela. 43,000% inflation on basic foods. You know, that's Venezuela. I wish that wasn't happening. I wish we didn't have angry, violent Antifa terrorists in the streets attacking and assaulting innocent people, attacking prayer groups, attacking patriots. I wish that people who love their country could go out and eat in a restaurant without being maliciously attacked and having drinks thrown on them and being yelled at and shouted out of restaurants. It's disgusting that there are so many complicit, deranged leftists in this country today who attack the very people who are working to defend the liberties that have made this the greatest country in the world. So many left-wing people have been brainwashed and indoctrinated and filled with seething hatred that they are used as pawns, tools, by the enemies of this country. And so here we are. We have to fight for America today because there's no other rational option, unless you just want to bury your head in the sand and just wait for the raving lunatic mob to come steal your land, steal your business, loot your home, you know, rape your loved ones, shoot your dog, all the things that they want to do, because the left is insane, absolutely insane. They want a communist revolution. I hope you know that that's what they want. They're openly calling for it now, and you're going to have to rise up and defend it against it. You're going to have to stop it. You know, that day is coming. I don't see any other way that this gets resolved, because the left is so deranged and filled with such lunatics that they seem to be unable to engage in any kind of civil society coexistence. They cannot engage in debate or conversation. They can't cite any rational arguments for all the things they believe. They're just lunatics, and they're dangerous lunatics, and there are large masses of them. It's like a zombie wave, you know, like in the zombie movies. It's what's that movie with Brad Pitt in it, where the zombies were trying to scramble up that wall in, was it Israel? Is that where he was? It was a scene in the Middle East. I thought it was Israel. It's just these mindless, raging, lunatic zombies, and just climbing all over everything and trying to scramble over the wall so they can infect everybody else with their zombie virus. That's liberals. That's exactly what liberals look like. They're like deranged, infected, mindless zombies who are running around just trying to bite and infect as many other people as possible to spread their disease called liberalism. And you're going to have to stop them, because if you don't stop them, they're going to destroy the world, just like in that movie. They're going to infect and invade and take over everything. You gotta be willing to fight against that. That's why I do what I do today. I mean, it's all on display now. It's not even debatable that leftists now want totally open borders. They want to abolish the prisons completely. They want to abolish the free market system completely. They want a centrally planned communist government economy. They want it to be illegal for you to start your own private company or to work for a private business. They want it to be illegal for you to earn more than what the government allows you to earn. So the government will set all wages and everybody will earn crap, right? I mean, the free market system, if you crush it, you get poverty and debt and collapse. Just ask Maduro in Venezuela. You get collapse. And the left is begging for it. They are demanding it. They demand to destroy America. They demand complete destruction of all of these important ideas, the right to engage in private contract, the right to individual liberty and self-defense, the right to even elect your own president. They want to overthrow all of that. They want to say that elections don't matter, that they want to install their queen, Queen Hillary, the raging zombie mafia boss. What do you even say? How can people be that evil? I don't even get it. What I know is that if you wake up one day and you find yourself in a world surrounded by zombies or demons or orcs, you know, to use different metaphors here, or just crazy, insane, violent Antifa terrorists, you've got no choice. You either surrender to all that and you just give up everything and it's just, you commit suicide, or you stand up and you fight it. And you fight it in a variety of ways. You try to argue against it. You use the free speech platforms. You try to post articles and videos and podcasts, and then you get censored. You get censored by Google. You get blacklisted by YouTube. Facebook won't share your posts. You get completely censored. So what do? Well, you try to build your own platforms, you know, like I've done, Reel.video. It's the YouTube alternative. And then, of course, those platforms are going to get censored and blacklisted everywhere as well. You know, it's obvious that Facebook won't allow you to share, probably, Reel.video URLs very soon. They probably banned it already. Who knows? So what do? When they take away your voice, they crush your right to express yourself. They crush your right to participate in a free society or online platforms. And they want to steal your vote. They want to have unlimited illegal voter fraud from aliens coming in and being granted the right to vote. They want to run and own the voting machines, black box voting, so that they can control the outcome no matter how you vote. And then if their candidate doesn't win, they just call the whole election illegitimate and say, no, we have to create some fake conspiracy, Russia hoax collusion narrative to try to get that person out of office. I mean, the whole thing, it's sick. These left-wingers are psychotic. They're sociopaths. They're mentally ill. They're dangerous to society. That's why I've said it, and I'll say it again. The only solution here is you've got to defeat the leftists. You can never let these people have power over you ever again. Democrats have to be defeated. Liberals, leftists, they are dangerous to society. Never let them win another election. Vote against them. And I'm not saying go out and be violent or anything. You know, not like the leftists. They use violence. I'm just saying vote them out of office. Never vote for them again. If nobody votes for them, they have no power, you see. And all they can do is run around and I guess commit arson and do all those, you know, crazy things, violence and protests and throw, you know, frozen urine balls at people on the streets of Seattle, let's say. But they can't have political power unless people vote for them. So we've got to dehypnotize the voters so that voters stop voting for these deranged lunatic leftists. These leftists are so dangerous. They've got to be stopped. So spread the word, you know. Look, this is about all of us saving ourselves. There's not going to be some divine intervention that automatically saves us unless we're willing to stand up and save ourselves. And perhaps God will help us if we're willing to help ourselves first. You know, I think God does work in those ways, but God wants you to take responsibility and stand up and actually, you know, assert your right to exist, assert your right to speak, assert your right to participate in a free society. If you're not willing to stand up for your rights, why should God stand up for them for you? So stand up and join myself and others who are taking this stand now. At great expense, by the way, sacrificing sometimes our reputations, sacrificing our online reach, sacrificing, you know, so much in terms of revenue as well. You know, we're censored by everybody out there just because we are pro-America. That has cost us millions of dollars in revenue easily. We're sacrificing all of this because we're fighting for the principle of universal liberty. We're fighting for the right to exist in this society. We're fighting for the outcome of our election to be recognized. We're fighting for you, individual liberty. So there you go. That's what matters. And I'm in this fight until it ends. I'm in this fight all the way. So I appreciate your support. Anything you can do to support us is greatly appreciated. Go shop at the Health Ranger store, you know, healthrangerstore.com. Do some shopping there. 600 plus products. Actually, I think it's over 700 now, maybe 750. Health-enhancing products, green living products, water filters as well. So many valuable things there that can help enhance the quality of your life. Just go there and shop and help support us, because we're fighting for you every day. And we're in this fight for all the right reasons. We're in this fight until it ends. We will never stop fighting for you. You know, unless we win freedom, unless it's over, complete victory, total freedom, guaranteed forever, you know, that's what we need. But of course, we're supposed to have that. It's called the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and that's under constant attack. So I guess I don't know if it's ever guaranteed, but we're in this fight for real. So thank you for your support. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Watch my videos at real.video. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.